This is Elena's Dearman. I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Bank will give $34 million to provide jabs for more than 2 million people in Lebanon after the country recorded one of the steepest increases in transmissions worldwide. Bangladesh receives 2 million vaccine doses from India, with the government saying it plans to start inoculating the population of 168 million next week. Shanghai authorities began evacuating a residential neighborhood near the historic Bund Riverfront and ramp up testing after Chinese officials discovered at least 3 new cases there. United Airlines reports it took a $7.1 billion loss in 2020 compared with profits of $3 billion in 2019 following the devastating pandemic to hit travel. More than 2 million people have died of the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has been the hardest hit in the number of deaths, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The U.S. has also been hardest hit in the number of cases, followed by India, Brazil, Russia, and the United Kingdom. And the mayor of Russia's capital announced a significant easing of restrictions, saying that last week's average of 2,000 to 4,000 new infections a day was significantly less than in late December. And for the first time in a decade, global transfers of football players dropped from the previous year, and transfer fees plummeted by almost a quarter due to pandemic financial restraints, reducing player movement worldwide. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com.